Houston officials, mindful of the disorderly exodus from their city, are trying to make sure people return in a more organized fashion. Roughly 3 million people left the region, and they now face a severe shortage of gasoline. Still, many people who managed to fill their tanks were determined to head home, regardless of official desires, NPR's John McChesney reports.
Houston was left relatively untouched by Rita. Trees were down in some areas, and there were widespread power outages, many still not repaired. One of the few signs of serious damage to the central city was a ring of police barricades around two square blocks in the nearly deserted downtown area. Sergeant Joseph Finley explains that wind had damaged the downtown's tallest skyscraper.
Hurricane knocked out a bunch of glass in the building, and the panes are very large. And they went about a two-block radius to make sure that nobody gets hurt when they had the flying glass debris.
Shards of black glass and toppled newspaper boxes were almost the only evidence of Rita's passage through downtown. There were few cars on the streets, and restaurants, grocery stores, and filling stations remained closed. And the lack of gasoline, both along the highways leading home and in the city itself, is the primary reason officials want people to wait. But I watched cars pour into the city along Interstate 45 and 10, even as President Bush tried to discourage the influx.
It's going to take a while for the authorities on the ground to fully understand the impact of the flooding, and therefore people who are safe now ought to remain in safe conditions.
Houston's mayor urged people to listen to the president. And the state's Homeland Security Director laid out a staged return to the city. Residents of the northwest parts of the city could return on Sunday, central and southwest neighborhoods on Monday, and so on. But only the island city of Galveston had a surefire way of keeping people out. There's just one bridge into town, and the police have a checkpoint there. Some people said they would comply with the pleas to stay put. Stephanie Hostretter hadn't been watching television in her Red Cross shelter, so she hadn't heard the orders not to return. In Lufkin, a couple of hundred miles north of Houston, she stood in a long gas station line with her daughters.
I'm actually walking along in a line of cars with my little red gas can because you have to get in line to get gas. So I can't get in line to get gas because my car is stranded on 59. So I'm standing here in the line, in the rain, with my gas can.
Don Johnson and his wife had two cars in that same line. It had taken them 24 hours to get up to Dallas, and they were just plain going home, no matter what anybody said.
You know, if we have a full tank of gas, I'm heading home, and I think we should be able to make it fine. I have a couple of 5-gallon gas tanks in the back of my truck.
Even though the gasoline shortage is the key to repopulating the city, it's not clear how quickly it can be relieved. Congressman Al Green said the federal government should help.
We've asked the state to request FEMA to also provide tanker trucks in the areas, whether it be 290, I-45, 59, where the people are coming back, or I-10. So we hope the state will be doing that.
Instead, Texas Governor Rick Perry has asked fuel terminal owners to fill any retailer's request, even those outside their normal business areas, and he said operators would be reimbursed for those shipments. John McChesney, NPR News, Houston.